Well, some atheists went to the Supreme Court and they complained that everybody else had holidays except for them. And the atheists said, you know, the Christians have Easter and Christmas, the Jewish people, they have Yom Kippur, they have Hanukkah, but we as atheists, we don't have a holiday. And the judges thought about it for a moment and said, actually, you do, April 1st. So April Fool's Day. Now, in today's gospel, we see really who are the fools in today's gospel, and it is the Pharisees, not because they're atheists, but because they were blind to the truth. They had hardness of heart. They were so wrapped up in their own theology and philosophy that they could not accept Jesus the Messiah. They could not accept that he was the Son of God. And yet, a man blind from birth sees the light, not only physically, but spiritually, and comes to acknowledge that Jesus Christ is Lord. When we take a look for a moment at this passage, which is always read on the fourth Sunday of Lent, the Laetare Sunday, the day of rejoicing, that's why we wear the beautiful rose-colored vestments, a day of rejoicing, a day of joy, as we come close now to Easter. We see in this gospel that this man was actually blind from birth. And when the Lord cured him, the Lord did something very interesting. It says he made almost like a clay, a mud paste, and then he smeared it on this man's eyes and told him to go wash in the pool of Siloam. And you see that this man was physically healed of blindness. But the most important aspect, though, is that he began to develop faith. He began to see with the eyes of faith. See, at the beginning, he calls Jesus Sir. Halfway through, he calls Jesus a prophet. And by the end of it, when the Lord approaches him and they have an encounter, and he says, "Who are you that I might believe in you?" Jesus said, "The one speaking to you, you know, is the Son of Man." And what does the man now say? "I believe, Lord." And he worshiped him. So this man now believes that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. He believes he is Lord. So we have here a powerful story of a man who was born blind, lived all his whole life in darkness. And not only does he regain his sight, but he gets a greater gift, which is the gift of faith, where he gets to see that Jesus is truly the Son of God. Whereas the Pharisees, they're the foolish ones, because when you look at them, they can physically see, and yet they are spiritually blind. They won't admit that Jesus is the Son of God. Now, in the readings today, one of the most interesting points, I think, is how the Lord cured the blind man. The Lord uses a sacramental principle. See, the Lord could have just given him a blessing and said, "Be healed," but he didn't. Jesus has said, made this mud paste, made this clay, and placed it on the man's eyes. In fact, it's interesting because the first reading today has a similar example. You have Samuel, who wants to anoint David as king. He just doesn't just tell David he's king. It says he pours the oil over him. He pours this chrism oil, the oil of the... And it says the Spirit of the Lord came upon David after he was anointed with the sacred oil. And so these two ideas, you know, Samuel anointing David with oil, Jesus using this clay, this mud paste to cure the blind man, I think it teaches us an important truth about how God wants to give us graces and blessings. And he usually does it through sacramental signs. As you know, when Christ founded the Catholic Church 2,000 years ago, he established 7 sacraments. They're visible signs instituted by Christ to give us grace. And notice in these sacraments, he uses these very physical things through which to give us spiritual blessing or grace. In baptism, he uses water. And with the pouring of water or the immersion of water, a child or an adult is freed from sin. See, God, when He established this sacrament, He didn't tell the priest or deacon just to tell people that you are now baptized. He said you have to actually pour water over them to show a washing, a cleansing. And see, that's how God works. He works through these sacramental signs. Our religion is very incarnational. It's very tangible. Our faith is not something vague. It is something very real, very practical. Look at the other sacraments. Confirmation. In confirmation, the bishop anoints us with chrism oil, and he blesses us on the forehead and says, "Be sealed with a gift of the Holy Spirit." Again, confirmation, baptism, these things are not just words. They're actually physical things that the Lord uses and the church uses through which grace, sacramental blessings come to us. Think of the anointing of the sick. When a person is seriously ill or going into surgery or near death, they be anointed. And again, the priest uses the oil of the sick and he blesses them on their forehead and then the palms of their hands, and they're anointed. Again, this idea of using these material things through which God gives His grace. Of course, the greatest example is the Eucharist. The Eucharist, the bread and wine, are placed upon the altar. At the words of consecration, they become the body, blood, soul, and divinity of the living God, our Lord Jesus Christ, under the appearances of the bread and the wine. And we get to receive Jesus, and we get graces by receiving Jesus, the Son of God, in Holy Communion. So notice how these things are very much physical realities, water, blessed oil, bread and wine, and the Lord comes to us. He gives us these graces under these sacramental signs. So the Catholic faith, we're so blessed to belong to the Catholic faith because it's something very real, something very tangible. You know, God is not a distant God. We don't have some sort of a vague idea about God. God has become incarnate in Jesus Christ, the Son of God. And He founded the Catholic Church 2,000 years ago with real sacraments. And through these sacraments, we get blessings and graces from God. Baptism, confession, anointing, confirmation, the Holy Eucharist. See, these things can change our lives. And God often works through these physical realities to give us His spiritual blessings. So besides the seven sacraments, which were established by Christ to give us grace, the Church has given us many sacramentals. And sacramentals are many holy things that help to dispose us to the faith and dispose us to grace. They're reminders of God. Examples of this would be the ashes on Ash Wednesday, the palms on Palm Sunday, a miraculous medal, a rosary, a brown scapular, a holy picture of Jesus or Mary, a crucifix. See, a crucifix is a sacramental. A miraculous medal, a rosary is a sacramental. And the great things about the sacramentals is that they lead us to the sacraments. They lead us to Christ. For example, somebody might be a fallen away Catholic, and you give them a miraculous medal. And through having that medal and the prayers of our Blessed Mother, that could be that little reminder of God that can help to convert their heart so that they come back to confession after many years and they come back to the sacraments. People that receive the ashes on Ash Wednesday or the palms on Palm Sundays, these are sacramental things that are intended to lead people back to the sacraments, to holy things such as confession and the Mass. So again, in today's Gospel, we see the Lord using these very tangible signs in the first reading and in the Gospel, but also think about how it applies to our life as well, that our religion is not something so ethereal and something so intangible. It's just the opposite, that the Catholic Church was founded by Christ, the Son of God, God who became man, and He gives us these graces under sacramental signs.